Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chris Perkins on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Perk, you've covered this team for a long, long time. I think there were several moments this season that were embarrassing enough to necessitate changes, but nothing happened. And last night, finally, Stephen Ross, I guess, reached a boiling point. So what's your take on the mutual parting between Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins?
My first take is Greer was fired. My second take is, why is Mike McDaniel still there? I mean, what's going on here? I mean, maybe it's because Steve Ross really likes him. Maybe it's because there's not a better choice for interim head coach on this staff. But, man, if they don't take a broom to the duo of Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel, something's wrong. It would be so Dolphins to do this piecemeal once again.
And what happened? What's happening with the coach? What's happened with the preparation, Perk? Just – ill-prepared to play, penalties, pre-snap penalties, unneeded timeouts, coming out of half. I saw the other day, I was watching the Chiefs game. They scored six times they scored on the first drive of the second half because they made adjustments. Like, you can't put that on Chris Greer. This team doesn't look prepared for some of these games.
No, you're right, Ken. And look, this is a situation where I had a column written this morning. I was like 2 minutes from filing it that said Mike McDaniel era is a failure. And then the Chris Greer thing came up. And so I had to scrap that column and write a new column on Chris Greer. But, you know, the Dolphins, they go through these stretches under Mike McDaniel of where they get figured out and they just get in this extended funk. Y'all realize this is the sixth three-game losing streak under Mike McDaniel. Sixth. Like Baltimore and Buffalo have, Baltimore has had a three-game losing streak and a four-game losing streak in the McDaniel era. Kansas City has not had a three-game losing streak. Buffalo has not had a three-game losing streak. The Dolphins have had six, and they had the five-game losing streak in 2022 also. They just get in these funks of penalties and turnovers and boneheaded mistakes, blown coverages. Like, how many of those touchdowns last night were wide open? They just have these extended periods where that they can't get out of, that they just do boneheaded things, and that's where we're at right now. It's another three-game losing streak.
We're going to disconnect Perk real quick here, and we're going to reconnect via the phone because we have a bad connection with him, so we'll just take him on the phone line because we were trying to do video as well, but it's a little too echoey and hollow there, so we'll disconnect him for one sec. We'll reconnect on the phone, and we will reconvene with Chris Perkins and continue our coverage here of Chris Greer being let go. He said there, whether you could hear it or not at the beginning, he said Chris Greer was fired. He doesn't take it as to be a mutual decision, which I think everyone agrees, unless if you're Chris Greer and you've had conversations with Stephen Ross, you know, leading into last night's game, just based on everything this season, like, hey, you know, we're going to have to make a change at some point. Like, Chris Greer is not unaware. He knows what's going on. It is possible that after the game last night, Chris Greer calls him and says, hey, if you were ready to make that change, like, I understand it. So in that aspect, it would, you know,
oh, I got you.
You know what I mean? Where it could be considered to be mutual, and I'm sure the payout has something to do with it. Mutual. We're reconnected with Perk on the phone here. Sorry, Perk, but we had a bad connection there, and I wanted to make sure that we were able to hear everything that you had to say. When Mike McDaniel's still here, I said to Crowder earlier, like, it's going to be a strange vibe at that facility, right? Where the GM is gone in the middle of the season. The head coach has to feel like dead man walking. The players don't know if they're going to be here next Tuesday. They don't know who's going to be making a decision on their future. They know the season's been an abject failure. Like, that's a really weird situation for these players to be in, no?
Oh, yeah. I'm players, assistant coaches, everybody. Everybody's going to be wondering, what the heck do I have to do to stay here, or is it inevitable that I'm going to be canned? Just like Chris Greer was. So I don't know how the vibe is going to be next week when we go out there, but I'm sure that everybody is just going to be looking at each other going, what the heck is going on around here? Like, who fires the GM without firing the coach mid-season? It's just another Soul Dolphins thing. And, you know, Dave Hyde, you know, got confirmed that McDaniel will be here at least through the end of the season. So it doesn't look like a coaching change is inevitable here. It looks like they're just going to see what happens the rest of the season and then go from there. But man, I would just find it so hard to believe that Mike McDaniel would survive this change at this point. It seems to me like you just do a complete rebuild and proceed like that, and not just do the piecemeal rebuild like it looks like right now they might be considering.
And Perk, what is Champ Kelly's, what's his responsibility over these next, you know, whatever it is, 9 weeks? Can he make moves? Because if he's not going to be your GM, you shouldn't have him, you know, building the groceries again. Like, they put him in place. I know he's been here for a while. I found out today he's been here since March. But what's his responsibilities moving forward?
I'm going to guess that he's got full GM capabilities, or else, you know, why have him in there? So I would guess that, you know, and look, I don't think that he's going to be authorized to make wholesale changes and you know, trade away Jalen Waddle and Devon Achane, but I think that he would be able to trade some players such as Bradley Chubb or Matthew Judon or maybe even Jalen Phillips. I would think that he's pretty much got full GM capabilities within reason, of course. Within reason, that's a strange phrase to apply to the Dolphins, right? if we applied reason, Mike McDaniel wouldn't be there.
There's been nothing reasonable about this team the entire season.
nothing.
Hey, but Perk, to that point, we're all kind of expecting McDaniel to do what any coach would do who feels like his job is perhaps under pressure, or he's under pressure of losing the job, which would be play the best players available, right? But I think that's where it becomes difficult, where – you want to see what guys could potentially become good players in the future, but you have a head coach who's saying, no, I'm trying to win games. Would Mike McDaniel perhaps reconsider that approach just because he wants to potentially lean into a new regime and be here long term? Like, I know it's easy for him to say, I'm playing the best players, but maybe he's going to say, hey, I'll help you, Stephen Ross. I'll help you, Champ Kelly, evaluate some of the newer, younger players, even if it means I'm losing more games as a head coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know what, Solana, is interesting because I don't know how much lower you can go on the totem pole. And what I mean is they're already playing younger players. Like, they had changed philosophies coming into the season from the win now to the draft and develop thing. You know, they're going to win with youth and draftees. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of these younger players out there playing. Well, that and injuries. But, I mean, you're already playing, Kenneth Grant and Jonas Abaynaya and Jordan Phillips and Dante Trader and Jason Marshall Jr. and Taj Washington, Malik Washington. Like, there's not a whole lot of guys that you can go to on the bench, you know, draftees that you can say, let's see what this guy can do. We're seeing it already. So, you know, I would think that Mike McDaniel is going to do his best to win with the young players and the draftees, because that was the plan last time we had checked with them. I don't see why they would deviate from that, because you do still have to start over. Regardless of who is going to be the general manager, you do have to start over. So I wouldn't expect that Mike McDaniel is going to go away from, you know, playing, and let's just say go away from playing Tua, although, you know, I think if you get to 2-9, if you lose the last two, I would want to see if you have a bridge quarterback on the roster between Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers. But, you know, aside from that, I don't know how much lower that you can go. I wouldn't imagine they would bench Devon Achane to see what Jalen Wright can do. So I think they're pretty much at that point where they're trying to see what they have with young players.
I'm watching the game right now. It's up on NFL Network here in the studio. And I don't know if I've ever seen McDaniel look as exasperated all game long as he did on the sidelines last night. Like, and Crowder had mentioned the Ollie Gordon fight. Who's the running backs coach that he was?
Eric Studeville.
Yeah, Studeville. He got into it with him. Like, there's obviously some disarray there. I know you said, and we saw the reports, and you said Dave Hyde at the Sun Sentinel confirmed that McDaniel will be the head coach the rest of the season. Do you think there is a scenario, though, where he's not?
I would think there could be, because if you – I mean, let's just say you get blown out in the next two games and you're a really ugly 2-9 at the bye. I think that we're already at the point where players have stopped listening to Mike McDaniel. You know, again, I think they'll always like Mike. I think they'll always respect Mike. But I think they tuned him out. You just see all these errors, repeated errors. That, and I'm talking to players in the locker room last night, guys that I trust, Alec Ingold and Aaron Brewer and Patrick Paul, and they're all talking about a lack of focus, that we need to focus and practice. It just sounds like they've tuned Mike McDaniel out. You see all these coverage busts and the turnovers and all of this kind of stuff, the penalties. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens around there, because I don't think that the players are really paying attention to Mike that much anymore.
And, Perk, I never thought I had to ask this question at this level of football, but I need a yes or no. I really do. Can Tua stand on the 50-yard line, throw the ball into the end zone?
I don't know. He took that dive last night. I don't know. I would think that he could. But, you know, really, it, to me, with Tua, it's what can you do without Tyreek Hill and Darren Waller in this Mike McDaniel offense? And Mike McDaniel, what is your offense about without Tyreek Hill? Because we're not seeing much. We didn't see much in training camp either. You remember Tyreek didn't do hardly anything in training camp. And it wasn't necessarily the dink and dunk offense they went to last year, but the threat of the big play was gone. Tua doesn't have a big arm. We all know that. But can he move this offense? Can this offense be creative without Tyreek? So far, to me, the answer is a resounding no. And Crowder, I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt. Now I'm gonna say he can do that. I don't know if it'll go 51 yards or 52, but I'm gonna say it can go 50.
Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Download the Sun Sentinel app, and obviously there will be continuing Dolphins coverage. And oh, it's just Buffalo next on the schedule. That's all.
two and eight is inevitable, right? We're gonna write that down.
It's just Buffalo. I said going into last night's game, like for Baltimore, this is a get right game, and yep. It was. Well, Buffalo ain't a get-right game for the Dolphins, so it's just Buffalo. We'll do what we do. We'll read your coverage all weekend long, Perk. Thanks for making time for us.
All right, I'm going to pay my cell phone bill here and get some better hookup here.
Right, see you, Perk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at Fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.